Welcome to Lesson 8. In this lesson, you'll learn how to do more than just read information on the Internet. You'll learn how to transfer entire files to your computer from FTP sites. First, I'll give you some background information about FTP sites, and then we'll access a popular FTP site on the Internet. You'll learn how to navigate among the directories stored at an FTP site, and you'll also download a file if you want. Then I'll explain two options that Explorer offers when you download a file. Finally, I'll show you where you can find lists of other popular FTP sites on the Internet. Look over the topics and then click the play button to continue. Chances are, if you've ever downloaded something from the Internet, you just clicked a link on a web page and the file magically started transferring itself to your computer. For example, that's how Microsoft lets you download various programs, such as the Internet Explorer. But there is another way to download files. FTP sites are special collections of files that are organized into directories and subdirectories, similar to your own computer's file system. The files at FTP sites are stored there primarily to be downloaded to your computer, not necessarily to be viewed or worked with on the Internet. FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol. The files at an FTP site are stored in a special way that lets you just click on a file to have it transferred directly to your computer. Many FTP sites are closed to the general public. To access them, you need to know the correct username and password to get into the site. Other FTP sites, however, are open to the public. They are referred to as anonymous FTP sites, since you don't need a username or password to get in. Microsoft's Internet Explorer allows you to download files from anonymous FTP sites. If you want to access FTP sites that are not anonymous, or if you want to upload files to a site, you need to get a more specialized FTP program. Zoom's How Do I Helper shows you how to do this. Look over the screen for a moment and then we'll access an FTP site. If your Explorer program is not open right now, go ahead and double-click its icon on your desktop. If it is open, make sure Explorer's window is maximized. Click Zoom Tutor's play button when Explorer is set up and ready to go. You can access an FTP site the same way you access a web page, by entering its address in Explorer's address box. First, click inside the address box. The URL of an FTP site starts with FTP, since its structure is different from a website's structure. Type in the complete URL that's displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Now press your Enter key. It might take a few moments to reach the FTP site. If you get a message saying the site is not available, stop the lesson and try again later. Once you reach the site, click Zoom Tutor's play button. Below the information about this FTP site, you should see a list of directories and files. If you don't see them right now, click inside the lower part of the vertical scroll bar to scroll down. In general, Explorer identifies directories at an FTP site by labeling them directory. Files are usually identified by a number appearing to the left of its name. This number represents the size of the file. Most of the files on this page are informational files, which you can read on the Internet as opposed to being downloaded onto your computer. Locate a directory called PUB, which is spelled P-U-B. It stands for public and contains other directories of software you can download. When you've located the PUB folder, click on it. Since the Internet can be unpredictable, I'm going to turn off the audio whenever you click on a directory. Just click Zoom Tutor's play button when the next directory is displayed. Although most of the entries on this page are directories, Explorer doesn't label them as directories. Look through this page until you see the Games entry. When you found it, click on it. Now locate a directory called New and click on it. If you don't see that directory, click on another one that looks interesting. By the way, it's possible to go right to this directory by typing the entire URL into the address box. Look up at the address box now. By typing the name of the FTP site, followed by the names of the directories, you can go straight here. Now look at the files on this page. If a file ends in the file extension ZIP or EXE, then that file is meant to be downloaded. However, if a file ends with TXT, it is probably meant to be displayed while you're on the Internet. Find a file ending in ZIP and click on it. In a moment, you should see a box indicating that Explorer is getting information about the file. You should then see a message from Explorer asking if you want to open the file or save it to a disk. When you see that message, click Zoom Tutor's play button to continue. If you choose the Open option, Explorer will download the file to a temporary folder in your computer and then run the program associated with the file. In this case, it will run the program your computer uses to decompress or unzip files. If you choose the Save to Disk option, Explorer will copy the file onto your computer, where you can later go run it yourself. Go ahead and choose this option if it isn't already selected. Now click the OK button. You should now see the Save As dialog box. Explorer has entered a suggested name in the file name box, which you can change if you want. You can also select a different disk and folder by clicking the drop-down button to the right of the Save In rectangle. When you're satisfied with the file name and location, click the Save button in the dialog box. Explorer should now be displaying a status box showing how much of the file has been transferred. If you don't want to transfer this file now, click the Cancel button. If you do want to transfer it, pause the lesson and then resume it after the file has been transferred. Before we wrap up this lesson, I want to show you a web page that offers a list of some other popular FTP sites. Click inside the Explorer's address box and type in the URL displayed in Zoom Tutor's window. Then press your Enter key. The tile.net page offers handy lists of news groups, mailing lists, and FTP sites. We won't step through this page now, but notice the FTP list link. You can come back here sometime and browse through the list of FTP sites. This lesson is about over, so you can keep this page displayed and click around for a while after leaving Zoom Tutor. In a moment, you'll return to the Explorer tutorial menu, where you can select Lesson 9. In that lesson, you'll learn how to look at information stored at Gopher sites. Goodbye.